Brilliance Audio presents
Finding the Dream by Nora Roberts. Prologue. California, 1888. It was a long way for a man to travel. Not only the miles from San Diego to the cliffs outside of Monterey, Felipe thought, but the years, so many years. Once he had been young enough to walk confidently along the rocks, to climb, even to race, defying the fates, celebrating the rush of wind, the crash of waves, the dizzying heights. The rocks had bloomed for him in spring once. There had been flowers to pick for Serafina then, and he could remember with the clear vision of age to youth how she had laughed and clutched the tough little wildflowers to her breasts as if they were precious roses plucked from a well-tended bush. His eyes were weak now, and his limbs were frail, but not his memory. A strong vital memory in an old body was his penance. Whatever joy he had found in his life had been tainted always with the sound of Serafina's laughter, with the trust in her dark eyes, with her young, uncompromising love. In the more than 40 years since he had lost her, and the part of himself that was innocence, he had learned to accept his own failings. He had been a coward, running from battle rather than face the horrors of war, hiding among the dead rather than lifting a sword. But he had been young, and such things had to be forgiven in the young. He had allowed his friends and family to believe him dead, slain like a warrior, even a hero. That had been shame and pride. Small things, pride and shame. Life was made up of so many small blocks. But he could never forget that it had been that shame and that pride that had cost Serafina her life. Weary, he sat on a rock to listen. To listen to that roar of water battling rock far below, to listen to the piercing cry.